This is GQDN for Friday, October the 13th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Cyberpunk 2077 news, some Starfield news as well, and we got some PlayStation news. But this news takes it all. We begin today with what broke this morning. Game Informer did say that the CMA did approve Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. So, here's what the CMA did have to say about the deal. Quote, "The new deal will stop Microsoft from locking up competition in cloud gaming as this market takes off, preserving competitive prices and services for the UK cloud gaming customers. It will allow Ubisoft to offer Activision's content under any business model, including through multi-game subscription services. It will also help to ensure that cloud gaming providers will be able to use non-Windows operating systems for Activision content, reducing costs and increasing efficiency." Sarah Cardell further said, quote, "We delivered a clear message to Microsoft that the deal would be blocked unless they comprehensively addressed our concerns and stuck our guns on that. With that sale of Activision Cloud streaming rights to Ubisoft, we made sure that Microsoft can't have a stronghold over this important and rapidly developing market. As cloud gaming grows, the intervention would ensure people get more competitive prices, better services, and more choices. We are the only competition agency globally to have delivered this outcome. But business and advisors should be in no doubt that the tactics employed by Microsoft are no way to engage with the CMA. Microsoft has had the chance to restructure during our initial investigation, but instead continued to insist the package of measures that we told them simply wouldn't work. Dragging out proceedings in this way wastes time and money. But there, they approved it." As a matter of fact, Brad Smith did say on X, quote, "We're grateful for the CMA's thorough review and decision today. We have now crossed the final regulatory hurdle to close the acquisition, which we believe will benefit players and the gaming industry worldwide." That unlocked this. From wowhead.com, the $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is now done. This is also backed up by SVG.com. And only 2 hours after the news broke about the CMA, news broke about the deal's closing. So, here's what is going to happen next. Because Phil Spencer did get up on the Xbox Wire and he said, quote, "Today we start the work to bring beloved Activision Blizzard and King franchises to Game Pass and other platforms. We'll share more about when you can expect to play in the coming months." So, could Modern Warfare 3 be on the Xbox Game Pass? That is unclear right now, officially. But fans that have Game Pass got very excited about it. But what is going to happen now? Back to Wowhead. Because Bobby Kotick did some talking via an open letter. Here is what he said. Quote, "Team, today marks a milestone in our company's celebrated history. Combining with Microsoft will bring many resources and new opportunities to our extraordinary teams worldwide. It will also enable us to deliver more fun, more joy, more connection to more players than ever before. This moment is possible because your efforts over four decades to innovate, inspire, and achieve. When Brian Kelly and I began this journey in 1991, we intended to build a company that would have great impact and lasting value. Your tireless work and unwavering commitment to excellence enabled us to do just that. In the 1980s, we pioneered independent, third-party game development with Pitfall, River Raid, and Kaboom. In the 1990s, we united the world with online multiplayer games like MechWarrior, Warcraft, and Starcraft. In the 2000s, we introduced Call of Duty, which became one of the most successful entertainment franchises in history. We also introduced Guitar Hero and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which entered popular culture in ways few video games ever had. In the 2010s, we debuted Candy Crush Saga, which to date has been downloaded more than 5 billion times and contributed to our total worldwide players being 50% female. Your dedication is what makes it possible for us to continually push envelopes, break records, and delight players. Amid the uncertainty of the last 21 months, you remain focused, as always, on serving our players and support each other. I have long said that I am fully committed to helping with the transition. Phil Spencer has asked me to stay on as CEO of Activision Blizzard King, reporting to him, and we have agreed that I will do that through the end of 2023. We both look forward to working together on a smooth integration for our teams and players. Brian and I couldn't be more excited for the next chapter of ABK, Activision Blizzard King. We now join one of the most successful global companies poised for unprecedented opportunities to connect the world through our games. As a part of Microsoft, we will even be better together. Bobby. Now, the Activision Blizzard team said, quote, "It is a big day for us at Activision Blizzard. For more than four decades, our players have inspired to push the boundaries of imagination with iconic universes, including Call of Duty, Candy Crush Saga, Crash Bandicoot, Diablo, Overwatch, and Warcraft. Today, we begin a new chapter as we officially become a part of Microsoft family, uniting with the amazing Xbox team, co-creating the future of gaming together. In our earliest days, we were a modest collective of designers who raided rivers, commanded choppers, and avoided pitfalls. As a part of Xbox, we will continue our mission to deliver the world's most epic interactive entertainment experiences to more people, more platforms, and across more worlds than ever before. All of our history and success leading to this moment is because of you, our incredible gaming community. To the Reapers, Fighters, Rogues, and Airstrikers, the Sharpshooters, Revivers, Healers, and Bubble Busters, Sorcerers, Shamans, Slayers, and Survivors, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for playing with us. We do everything we do for you, and we can't wait to embark on our next adventure together, the team at Activision Blizzard." Now, according to IGN, and this is part of the fallout of this deal, the Communication Workers of America celebrated this deal. In fact, they said that this is a, quote, "milestone in the effort to improve working conditions in the video game industry." Now, the Communication Workers of America President Claude Cumming Jr. did say, quote, "Over 2 years ago, workers at Activision Blizzard Studios captured the country's attention through walkouts and other protests over discrimination, sexual harassment, pay inequality, and other issues they were facing on the job. Their efforts to form unions were met with illegal retaliation and attempts to delay and block union elections. Now, these workers are free to join our union through a fair process without interference from management. Microsoft's high road approach should be the norm across the industry. Now, these provisions of neutrality agreement will go into effect 60 days after the close of the acquisition. Here are the bullet points. Microsoft will take a neutral approach when employees covered by the agreement express interest in joining a union. Covered employees will be able to easily exercise the right to communicate with other employees and other union representatives about union membership in a way that encourages information sharing and avoid business disruptions. Employees will have access to innovative technology supported and streamlined process choosing whether to join a union, and employees can maintain confidentially in a privacy that of that choice if they wish. if a disagreement arises between the CWA and Microsoft under the agreement, the two organizations will work together to promptly to reach an agreement and will turn to an expedited arbitration process if they cannot. And on X, ZeniMax Workers United did celebrate. They said, quote, "Today we're excited to announce that ZeniMax Workers United CWA have started our first day bargaining for our first ever contract with ZeniMax and Microsoft in solidarity." Now, here is a list that GameFormer did provide of all the games that Activision Blizzard King has. You know about Call of Duty, and I'm going to give you some of the big ones, okay? Maybe a couple of little ones as well. Crash Bandicoot, that's after they acquired the Vivendi Universal in 2008. Gun, Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, Interstate 76, The Lost Vikings, Overwatch, Singularity, Skylanders, Spyro, after they acquired Vivendi Universal in 2008, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, True Crime, and World of Warcraft, along with many, many other games, like Candy Crush Saga. Just saying. To see the full list, become a Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest, and join our Discord. Now, they were not the only ones talking about this, because as soon as the deal did close, the FTC spoke up. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and yes, the FTC was talking, because they're not done with this deal, even though the deal is now closed. In fact, an FTC spokesperson talked to Deadline, and they said, quote, "We remain focused on the federal appeal process despite Microsoft and Activision closing their deal in advance of a scheduled December appeals court hearing." Now, they also said that the deal with Ubisoft, with the cloud gaming, did, quote, "presents a whole new fact to the merger," end quote. And that would affect us American consumers. But they will assess this as a part of the appeal process. So, there are some people that said that, quote, "the FTC continues to believe this deal is a threat to competition." Now, Microsoft will go up against the FTC again on December 6th. So this is not over. But Ubisoft said, even with this acquisition, they're thinking that their physical sales will go down even lower. So, because of the acquisition, we know now about Xbox Series X and S of its digital mid-generation. And we also know about PlayStation 5 Slim. But Ubisoft did talk to a French mega publisher, basically an interview with Chris Early, that is Ubisoft's SVP. And they did ask Chris Early, quote, "what do you think about the future of physical media and games?" So here's what Chris said, quote, "There's a collector edition market. There's the aspect of gifting physical items and allowing access for people to be able to easily purchase a game in store and gift them to their friends or family. Some people will always want the physical disc. I just don't think it's going to go away. I do think the physical sales might get lower over time. Sure, but will it ever completely go away? I don't think so. So we shall see what happens to that." Now, we did talk about physical games, right? Well, after the PlayStation 5 deals, I'm sorry, after the PlayStation 5 Slim was announced, Amazon's deals went absolutely nuts. And prices went down. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. The PlayStation 5 FC24 and Spider-Man Miles Morales edition prices went down, and granted, they're giving us pounds, but it just gave you an idea. Went from 592 pounds to 430 pounds, my bad. For example, FC24 Sackboy A Big Adventure with the PlayStation 5 bundle is now 430 pounds, and the PlayStation 5 FC24 bundle is at 409 pounds. So you can check out all the deals right now on Amazon yourself. Now we get to calm down and talk about the usual stuff. So, according to PC Games SN, Starfield just got a new HD overhaul. So, make sure that that's up to date, because that will have some big time boost to visuals and all that stuff. So go check that out. Do a little bit of esports right now, because Yella Esports did announce a $450,000 Compass CS2 tournament, and that will take place in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, in next June. The first qualifier round will be in 3 days, so you'll probably be able to watch that on Twitch or YouTube. Now, Yale Esports is quite the successful esports organization in the Middle Eastern region, and they have competed in various games since 2016 in CSGO, Valorant, and PUBG Mobile. Now, the two qualifying rounds will have a $25,000 prize pool, which the winners and the qualifiers will be going to UAE in June 2024. So, well, we'll see what happens there. By the way, if you like League of Legends, you get a new Dark and Darker new extraction RPG. That's indeed possible. This, once again, comes to us from PC Games N, and the game Dark and Darker will collide with the new game Seekers in Skyveil, which is a part of League of Legends, or was inspired by League of Legends and Dota 2. So yeah, we did talk about this yesterday in retrospect, so it's just a reminder for you. Now, in a cool move, according to Eurogamer, Cyberpunk 2077 did use AI technology with the family's permission. Now, they lost Milagost Regis in 2021, but the family did allow them to use an AI algorithm for Phantom Liberty, and that was for his Polish language release. In fact, they got up with Bloomberg, where CD Projekt Red did say that they got permission from the family to recreate the actor's voice just for the expansion. Here is what they said, quote, "This way we could keep his performance in game and pay tribute to his wonderful performance as Victor Vector, and the family," quote, "were very supportive," end quote, of that decision. Now, we did talk about Microsoft earlier, and apparently they got a lot of money. So why not pay some people to bait some AI-powered Bing? From PCGamer.com, that's what they're going to do. $15,000 if you can bait them. So Microsoft does invite you to have a crack at tipping the new AI-powered Bing search tools into a meltdown, and they'll pay you $15,000 just for doing it. That is if you manage to bait, or quote, bait AI Bing in just that way, end quote. I'm quoting the site. So Bing did join the Microsoft Bug Bounty Program, and here's what you need to do. And these are the bullet points, so quote, influencing and changing Bing's chat behavior across user boundaries, i.e. change the AI in ways that impact all other users, modifying Bing's chat behavior by adjusting client and or server visible configuration, such as setting debug flags, changing features of flags, etc., breaking Bing's across conversation memory protections and history deletion, revealing Bing's internal workings and prompts, decision-making process, and confidential information, and bypassing Bing's chat mode sessions, the limits and or restrictions rules. AI-powered Bing experiences on Bing.com browser. All major vendors are supported, including Bing Chat for Enterprise, and Bing Image Creator. AI-powered Bing integration in Microsoft's Edge, including Bing Chat for Enterprise. AI-powered integration for Microsoft's Start application, iOS and Android. AI-powered Bing integration in Skype mobile application, iOS and Android. So you can get some money, so maybe you could pay for this. It's not Christmas yet. Keep that in mind, people, when you rage about this, because according to Nintendo Everything, the Grinch is coming in the Christmas Adventures launch trailer. So, it's going to go to Switch, The Grinch Christmas Adventures is going to Switch. And this is a side-scrolling platformer that is coming to the platform. Now, this is still in development, so we shall see when this comes out. But you know we are not in development. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DonForge. We're going to be talking all about this deal. Here we go. This has been a Don Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show.
Thank you.